The Lord be with you.
With
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know, what shall I do so that when I am removed from my stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes?' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another, the steward said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commanded that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world and more prudent is in dealing with their own generation than other the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in a very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And a person who is dishonest in a very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and both and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. We hear today the Gospel of Luke, another parable. So this summer, we've been pounding and wants us to reflect on these different parables. As I reflect on this early week, and I said to myself, okay, I read a parable. What does it mean? It got really confusing, but the more I read it, this particular gospel we heard today was part or is part of last week's reading, the parable of the prodigal son. And now, we're talking about this master and servant, which he was caught doing not worthy work. What I learned from this, what stuck with me, is this master gave the servant a second chance. Now, in life, we get second chance, third, fourth, and fifth. And being here at Holy Family and being at school helped me to think, what's the children's world right now? And they asked me, "Father, besides being a priest on Sundays or every day, what do you do?" They asked me about what movies I watch, what television show I watch, and I said to them, "Well, I like X Factor, used to be American Idol, and now Minute to Win It. I like it because it's no-brainer. All you have to do is watch and be entertained." But what struck me with that particular show is the auditions. When people want to have a highlight of their life is to be an actor, actress, singers, the auditions were really rough. Simon Cowell and the rest were very difficult to deal with. And I noticed some are good but not good enough. But they were really cut off from the very beginning. They were not given a second chance. And they just go and leave crying. It's heartbreaking to see. Because in life, that's not how we do it. In spiritual life, more so, God is giving us second chance. In the story of the prodigal son, the father gave his sons second, third, fourth, and fifth. For this particular gospel today that we heard, the servant may gave him a second chance. The only thing that I'm questioning is, did he get the job back? But it doesn't matter if we got the job back. The more important thing is we got a second chance, where God in our life will give us not just second, third, fourth, and fifth. And this is the reason why Jesus said, forgive one another 70 times 7. It's forever. The question for us today, Christians today, do we believe it? Or do we accept that Jesus is full of forgiveness? One thing that happened to me also this week, being here at Holy Family, helped me to reflect not just my life, but other people's lives. After daily masses, last Thursday, I decided to go to the school. I end up first in algebra class. I said, no, it's difficult. And then I got moved to the eighth grader Spanish class with Miss Liz. I was so impressed that this children speak Spanish from bell to bell. For me, no habla español. And then this teacher was so excited. Father, would you like to do the exercises too? Well, I'm a proud priest, I guess. Yes, of course. And guess what? The exercises were so difficult. I got a zero. What I did was I sat next to this person. His name, I'm not going to name the person. Maybe Charlie. I sat next to him and the teacher was giving us exercises. What I did, I said to the Charlie, can I copy your work? Hey, Charlie, help me out here. And then I got busted. Miss Liz saw me and she said, Father Marlon, do you want to be in detention today? I never been in detention in my life until I moved here in Holy Family. The kids were laughing. It was so much fun. I still don't know Spanish. But it was funny for me, but to reflect about that is, yeah, what I did was wrong. I got busted. I'm sorry. But what I can think about this is the integrity of Miss Liz's class, the integrity of the children to speak another language, and how I can connect this story to the gospel today. Yes, the servant made a mistake. He lost his integrity when he chose not to do what is right and what is just. And for us, that is what sin is about. When we sin, we lost the integrity of ourselves. Don't be heartbroken. I'll get you the answer. St. Paul told us in the second reading, pray for one another and with one another as a community. Lift up your shortcomings to God and you will be forgiven. And that is the answer. And that's the beauty of our faith. We're always forgiven, but we have to ask for it. And last story that happened to me this week. I met a person who's been away from the church for 26 years, and she made an appointment to see me just to think, reflect, and also ask for forgiveness. And it was a long confession. It was almost 2 hours, but I would just sat there. But what struck me with what she said, and I will never forget this, one Sunday, I brought my mom to this church, Holy Family. I was inspired by the community's prayer. Our prayer here, whether you like it or not, it works. And she said to me, Father, I get tired of praying alone. It's really nice when we pray with one another or with other people. And she said also, when I can't pray, other people's in the pews lift my prayers up. prayer works that we may be forgiven. And one of the readings that I read in one of the books, integrity is being restored when we pray. Integrity is also for us to help of who we are as a person, or who we become, and also it gives honor to ourselves, to God, and to our neighbor. When we pray, integrity is being restored. So I'm asking you this week, maybe, what are the things that God has given you chances, or other people? Maybe look at those chances in your life, that those chances may turn into gratitude, so that when you share to others, their integrity will be restored.